Ladies and gentlemen, another edition of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, come at you from Manhattan, kids, as usual, most of the time for this podcast, at least for this season anyways. Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Cup Series, this is the, I'm going to try something a little bit different here. Of course, this is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 in. What is going on with my phone this afternoon? Anyways, post-race edition, of course, last week everything was in Kansas, for the exception of the Xfinity Series. This episode's going to focus post-race, a few days later, ARCA Series, ARCA Menards Series, and of course the Truck Series doubleheader last Saturday. Of course, if you're listening to this, this is going to be Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including a lot of the racing moms out there and across the country out there. Enjoy your weekend this weekend. And of course, shout out to my mom as well. Okay, so ARCA race first last weekend. And look, as a whole, the Kansas weekend was one. Probably one for the books. And I'm probably just going to say this on both accounts here. Kansas Speedway race, Cup race, by far the best race of 2023 to this point. Yes, I know it's May and a long way to go, but especially that Cup race felt like it was a playoff race. The intensity, everything like that. In between, ends with a Kyle Larson, well, the race started with a Kyle Larson spin and ended with a Kyle Larson hitting the wall thanks to Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin wins the race. Again, we'll talk more about that later on this week. But this is the ARCA Truck Recap Edition of the podcast. And ARCA, well, they put on a show first. But Jesse Love goes back-to-back. Of course, you got to go back to either it was 2 weeks ago or a week prior. Oh, fantastic. And that Jesse Love got his first ever race win in any form of racing here. And then it goes back-to-back to seal the deal there. And look, this was a battle. The second half of this race saw some entertaining action up front. No question about that. No question answered. And Love gets it done there. I think he led over 65 laps. I know I don't have the exact numbers in front of my screen right now, but Jesse Love, him, Dean Thompson went double duty on this one. He went ARCA, then the trucks, more on Dean Thompson in a minute. Carter Mozak was in the mix. Taylor Gray. These four drivers all day, well, not in the second, throughout the second half of this race, were going back and forth. Especially between his second, third, and fourth positions. Jesse Love was on his own zip code. But these three were just going at it. Back and forth, in and out, outside. Somebody got loose, hit the wall late in this race. I want to say it was Connor Mozak who hit the wall there. He was trying to get to second place, something like that. But this was no shortage of excitement racing here. As well here, I just pretty much went down right the first four. Love wins it. Dean Thompson, Taylor Gray, Connor Mozak, Jack Wood finishes fifth. Andres Perez de Lara. We've had him on this podcast. EG3 alum. We had him on this podcast last year. He was really good on the long run. He finished in the sixth spot. Cody Coughlin finished 7th. Frankie Muniz, I'll get back to him in a second. He finished 8th. Christian Rose and Greg Van Alst in the top 10 there. Frankie Muniz, shout out to old school Malcolm in the Middle. Frankie Muniz gets it done. And I was very surprised. Look, I was very surprised when I watched the broadcast. I was at the Cup race, but I was not at the doubleheader because I wanted to... I have a race of my own the next day, so I wanted to stay off my feet. But Frankie Muniz, right? Leading the point standings. Are you serious? I just do a double take here. And on top of that, he went a lap down for the first time all season long, of course, because he could not get his engine restarted after getting on the pit road with less amount of fuel. So they had trouble, or Frankie Muniz had trouble getting the fuel and recycling the thing, and it ran out on him, and he lost a lap, then getting it back on the caution, and then all of a sudden he's back on the lead lap, and he charges from 16th to 8th there to rally, and I'm pretty sure he still leads the point standings there as well. So who would have had that on the bingo sheet here in 2023 that Frankie Muniz leading the point standings in the Arca Menards series? I did not see this coming one bit whatsoever, but I'm seriously impressed. This was his second love, or first love, NASCAR. You know, being a big fan of the sport, going, he was in the booth last year telling about his story, and next thing you know, I mentioned this early on in the Three Wide podcast season, that he's going to get a shot, get an opportunity, and he's making the most out of it, and really he's benefiting. All these, Frankie Muniz is doing something that maybe one fourth of the Cup drivers aren't doing, is running all laps, getting the experience, right, that you need, right, so you come back here and be better. So Frankie Muniz is checking off all the boxes there as well. So I got to shout him out on the podcast here on the 3Y podcast with EG3 here as we move along here. So that's your top 10 here. Tony Breidinger also did double duty on Saturday along with Dean Thompson. And Breidinger, not too shabby, finished outside the top 10 in 11th there. And Mandy Chick, I believe this is the girl that finally I figured out who's the Arca Menards girl who's from Kansas. It's this girl right here, finishing the 12th spot. This was a hometown race for Chick. Great job across the board. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Go on in. Yeah, Manny Chick, 12th again. So, yeah, Tony Breidinger, Manny Chick, and then heartbreaking for Amer Balkan, who finished 22nd, but practiced well all day and qualified in the top 10 as well. Was in between positions 5th and 7th all day and had an issue, and ended up finishing the 22nd spot. Heartbreak City for Balkan there, but very impressive what these ladies are doing in the Arca Menards series there. So, yeah, the future is bright there. And more on Breidinger here in the second half of this podcast. We go to the postcast edition of this racing in Kansas. Doublehead would start off with the Arca Menards series there, as well with the Dawn 150, which kicked things off for Kansas weekend last weekend here as well. Jesse Love goes back to back there as well. So I don't have the, well, maybe I'll try something right here. Let's see if I can get something here on the mound. Let's go Arca Menards series, folks. Yeah, I'm doing it right there. Actually, yeah, so did I say that? Okay, so now we go to the standings now, folks, on the podcast. Eddie Greer III, EG3. So Frankie Muniz is not leading. Hang on a second here. Is not leading the point standings. That cannot be right. Oh, nope, never mind. That is right. Okay, so he is not leading the standings anymore after this race. That's Jesse Love by 2 over Muniz. Jack Wood, Van Alst, Perez de Lara. Your top 5 after the race was done in Kansas there as well. I don't know for the time being when the next race is, but I have to do a little bit more digging on that when I know that. I will obviously on the next episode mention that as well. The Xfinity series did not race, oh, by the way, over the weekend. They will be back, a triple header weekend on Mother's Day coming up. Darlington, Trucks, Xfinity, and of course the Cup Series will get back at it here. We're going to take a step aside here on this postcast. This should come back with a recap here. It was a dominant statement for Grant Ebinger in GMS. And welcome back to the postcast, 3-Watt NASCAR podcast with EG3. We just recapped the Arca Menards Dawn 150, which kicked off race weekend last week at Kansas Speedway. Eddie Greeter III here with you guys here for the second half. All right, so Heart of America 200, prime time. Christian Eckes was sitting on the pole here for this race, and I say this race probably set the tone for the physicalness of what to follow, obviously, in the Cup Series the following day, right? Eckes started on the pole. A lot of jockeying. We saw a couple of big ones there. We saw a driver disagreement, which ended in what could have been a potential big night for Grosjean Cruz there. But at the end of the night, Grant Emminger of GMS Racing cashes in, gets his first win of the year there. He had to wait to the postseason at IRP to get it. He doesn't have to wait that long. Much longer than that, his truck was absolutely flying last Saturday night in Kansas City. He picks up the win there in the 23rd running of the Heart of America 200 at KC Speedway. Eighth career victory in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series there. The time of the race was pretty much 2 hours, almost spot on there. With that, Kyle Busch, after stage one win, wasn't really much of a factor there, except getting into other people's mess, but yet still found himself at the end of the night finishing top 10. Christian Eckes wins stage two there, and of course, Grant Emminger with a dominant stage three performance goes on to win the whole race there as well in this race. Dean Thompson, well, actually, you know what? Let's just do the top 10 here real quick. And we can bounce around here from there. Corey Heim said he would have done a little bit better early. Could have a chance to win this race. Yeah, Corey Heim, again, another strong finish for him. Runner-up spot, Zane Smith, third. Stuart Friesen, solid four for him. And Ross Chastain making a special appearance at Kansas Speedway. Again, remember, obviously, memory serves that I was there when Ross Chastain won in the Truck Series at Kansas Speedway a couple years ago. Nick Sanchez continue, aka EG3 alumnus. Nick Sanchez continues his strong start to 2023 season. He finished in the sixth spot there and sitting solidly in the top 10 in the traditional driver standings. Kyle Busch, remember mentioning him. Jake Garcia continues to fly on the radar, in my opinion. I don't think a lot of people are talking about him that much right now. Garcia, eighth. Taylor Gray also did double duty. Taylor Gray capped off his double duty with another top 10 finish. He finished top five in the ARCA series. He backs it up with a ninth place finish there. And last but not least, Tyler Rankrum rounds out the top 10 there on the backside as well. We spoke about the ladies in the ARCA series. We're going to continue that theme here. Haley Deegan finished 12th. She really came on in the closing laps of this race. Tony Reininger finished in your first career start in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, right? In the top 15. You finished fourth. Top 15, 15th. Yeah, so Reininger, a successful day for her. That is huge. So that's congratulations to her for staying out of trouble. You didn't hear from her for much. See, that's what you're supposed to do right there. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do, right? You mind your own business, learn on the job training, you learn, get things done. And lo and behold, you're finished in the top 20. You finished in front of some big dogs up there, like a Ben Rhodes in 16th. Let's see, Tanner Gray, you finished in front of him, 18th. Going down the line here. Ty Majeski, I'll get to him in a second, 25th. For him on the night, Matt DiBenedetto was caught up in that mess, that big one, along with Christian Eckes down there. Dean Thompson was solidly in the top 10 throughout much of the night, and he gets swept up in the big one. He finished 32nd in this race. Chase Purdy, hard hit. T-boning another driver, I think. I want to say it's Eckes, but I'm not. Or Chris Wright. I might be right. It might have been Chris Wright, because Chris Wright, somebody was going down off of turn two, getting swept up in it, going slowly down. Chase Purdy down, right, on the apron, and spotter should have done more, in my opinion. The spotter should have done more in a situation, but instead Purdy just stood there, just rode that line, and then here comes the truck right in front of him. Nothing can do. He should have went. Spotter should have did something for him on that. So I disagree totally on that. And there was another incident in this race as well that Rasha Kruv, damn it, he was having a stellar night. He got Chad Walter, put him in position. We're going to let you stay out. And, oh, took it off. He finished top five in stage two. All right, so this truck was gaining, it would have been interesting to see what he would have done with Grant Infinger. I know Cruz is a rookie. And, again, got to mention it. Cruz has been on this podcast before, not once but twice. But you got to think, if Cruz got away from Ty Majeski, get away from the whole yo-yo effect there, and not piss Ty Majeski off, it would have been interesting to see if he had the same speed or close enough to Grant Infinger. Those GMS trucks were solid last weekend, and Cruz could not finish the deal. I know going in, the Vox broadcast talked about his attitude. One, he's been very frustrated with these results. And look, he's been, but at the same time, right, he's been, if he's not caught, getting caught up with somebody's mess or having issues or just playing, just getting caught up like in the Ty Majeski mess, that he can't finish, he can finish a truck into the top 15, so he can be solid, right? But that's just unfortunate there in this situation that, you know, Rasha Kruv, you know, he double moved right there. And maybe at that point in time that he said in the interview that he didn't, but clearly by a small bob we can see him hesitate. I mean, he did it once, Majeski let him go. The second time, hell no. Time Majeski said, you're not doing that, I'm gonna put you in the wall. And fortunately, that's what happened right there. That's an unfortunate deal for Rasha there, obviously. So hopefully, this dude obviously is a bright young kid, and he wants to learn. He's just not saying it. He's actually owning up to it, going up, talking to drivers. Kevin Harvick talked about it in the broadcast there. Ooh, excuse me. So, but yeah, you just can't. He's gonna learn. He'll learn from it. He's a smart kid. He's a smart kid. I really like the kid. So I'm anxious to see. They got speed in the trucks right now. GMS, they got speed in the trucks. Evidence of what you did, and evidence what Grant Infinger did all night long over there in Kansas City, beginning that win. So again, it's one of those things. What if, you know, Rasha Kruv, you know, kind of eases up a little bit, wait a little bit, maybe even wait a couple of laps, maybe just follow Ty Majeski and whatnot, and eventually you get around him, and then what? You go after the next guy. So that, I think that was for third, that battle with Kruth and Majeski. I think that was for third spot there, and it was to a point that Ty Majeski had enough there, and unfortunately that was that right there, and then the caution ensued from there on. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. These trucks go to Darlington this weekend, so really fascinating to see how Kruth responds, and it's going to be an interesting track for him, along with the other competitors out there as well. Let's take a look at the standings here before we close out this postcast edition of the 3-Wide Podcast with EHE3 ARCA Truck Series doubleheader last weekend in Kansas Speedway there. I just got done with that. What are you doing? Okay, all right, there we go. Well, just did it again. Man. Driver points, there we go. We have the right one now. All right, so Zane Smith and Ty Majeski are locked up in a dead heat for the number one position in the Cat Craftsman Truck Series after Kansas. Ben Rhodes is third. Yeah, a distant third at that. You're 40 points back. 41 to be exact. Corey Heim, Grant Ebinger after his win there, now goes to fifth. Christian Eckes drops the sixth there as we continue on there as well. Darlington Raceway next. The buckle up. South Carolina 200 goes down on Friday. Kicks off Mother's Day race weekend in Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. Looking forward to that. See what happens there as well. Grant Ebinger is the latest Craftsman Truck Series to punch this ticket to the playoffs. Who is next? And right now, I don't have the playoff positioning for the Craftsman Truck Series at this very time. So, but yeah, very, very exciting stuff there from the Truck Series and the Arca Menard Series as well. So that caps it off with some good stories there. Tori Breidinger completing the double-double there on last Saturday and did a great job as well. But congratulations to Jesse Love and Grant Ebinger on their respective wins last Saturday at Kansas Speedway there. I don't know when the Arca Menard Series will be raced next. I do know the rest of the schedule for the big dogs, Xfinity and Cup, and trucks, all racing at Darlington on a big weekend, special weekend this weekend. A 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. If it's your first time listening, appreciate you for checking us out here today or tonight or whenever you listen to this episode. Next thing you need to do, if you're a big race fan, make sure you subscribe to the 3-Wide podcast with EG3 for the latest, well, recaps. And if anything else comes up, either with what I got going on, I have it here for you right here on this podcast as well. So you want to make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Well, NBA playoffs continue the roll there. Warriors stay alive last night along with the Knicks, so they stay out elimination for another game, and we have another pair of teams on the brink of elimination tonight as I'm recording this on May 11th, 2023 as well. So the trucks will be back out tomorrow night. They're resuming their battle out on the Lady in Black. Looking forward to all that action right there. For right now, that's going to wait. We're going to wave the checkered flag on this post-cast edition of the 3-Wide Podcast EG3 Kansas Speedway Doubleheader Edition from the ARCA in Craftsman Truck Series. Again, you're new to the podcast. Appreciate you. Again, do the things that you need to do. I know I've been changing some things up here every week, it seems like now. But still, like, subscribe, still listen. You're still gonna get plenty of NASCAR content like you just did here, what you just heard here today. What's going on here? I'll be back on with a Cup Focus Edition postcast of the Alvin Health 400 edition there as well. So I'm looking forward to doing that because I was at the racetrack, and boy, that was intense racing from the word go. So there's that as well. All right, that's going to do it. Checkered flag is waved on another edition of recapping the Craftsman Truck Series, NEM Arca Menard Series. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. We'll talk to y'all next edition.